Welcome to the Mind Body Project podcast. After over a decade in the health and wellness industry, Aaron realized that our bodies change only short term unless our mindset changes for long term success. Both our mind and body are forever linked. We are continually building up new ideas and tearing down old ones in our construction zone we call our mind. After this podcast is over, make sure you give it a like and a share. And please subscribe and review this podcast. I would now like to introduce you to your host, the man connecting your mind and body to create a limitless life, Aaron Degler.
Welcome back to the Mind Body Project. Thanks for taking a little time to join me today. How many times have you wanted, I've been training for 16 years and I've had clients, hundreds and hundreds of clients over those years. And, you know, they may come to me, they want to lose weight, they want to gain muscle, be more functional, fit, whatever their goal is, and said, you know, I'll do anything. I just want to be healthier. I want to lose weight. And I said, okay, great. And so I suggest some things and they'll say, oh, well, I can't give up that. I love that. Oh, I don't know. And I always think to myself, you know, and I've been guilty of this over the years that, and I've said this, and I think quite a bit, but how many times have we wanted things, but say, I'll do anything but that? And we're talking about in good terms. We'll use weight loss, for example. I've had clients that come, you know, I'll do anything. I'm just so tired of being overweight. I'm in my 30s. I'm in my 40s. I've been overweight my whole entire life. I'm tired of it. I'm tired of being overweight. And I say, okay, here's what we need to do. We need to eat better. Give them a food plan. We need to exercise. Here's our exercise plan, those things. Oh, well, I don't really have time to meal prep. You know, I can't do that. I'm really busy. I usually eat out a lot at lunch because I'm just so busy. My kids are in sports and we're gone every night and I'm just busy. I can't do that. So my question is then, you want to not be overweight and you'll do anything but that. You'll do anything but meal prep. And is what we're saying is when we say that, well, I'll do anything but that. I'll do anything, but I don't have time to walk. I just don't have time to do that. What we're saying is, oh, I'll do anything, but by my actions, say that I don't want to make it a priority. Because when we say, I don't want to do that, I'll do anything but that. That means that we're saying, yes, I want to be successful. I want to hit my goal, but I'm not willing necessarily to go all in. I'm not willing to sacrifice 2 hours on a Sunday to meal prep for the week to make me super successful. I'm just too busy for that. So then you're not really willing to do anything. There's some things that you should say, well, I'm willing to do some things. But when we say that, I'll do anything but that. And again, we're talking about good things. I'm too busy to do that meal prep. I'm too busy to do that exercise. I can't do that. I'm so busy at work. I don't have time to find a better job. I can't do that. I can't go out and search jobs. I just can't do that. I can't, improve myself. I can't add value to myself. I can't learn new things. All the reasons I can't do that. When we say, I'll do anything but that. That is the thing that is holding us back. I'll do anything but meal prep. Maybe that meal prep and not doing that, not taking the time to do that, is that thing that is holding you back. I'm so busy at work. I want a new job. I don't really like my boss. I'm not real happy with the people I work with. They keep asking more and more of me. But I just don't have time to go find another job. Because why? Because being in that job where you don't necessarily like the people, you don't get along, your boss, you don't like, they're asking too much of you. Even though you don't like it, you're comfortable with it. So when we say that, I'll do anything but that. That is the thing that gets us out of our comfort zone. And staying in our comfort zone is the thing that holds us back. And think about if you have a big circle and you put that, the word that, right on the other side of that circle. Inside that circle is our comfort zone. It's our happy place. It's, whoa, it feels good. Now, our comfort zone doesn't always mean it's a good place. There's things in our comfort zone that are bad, that aren't good for us. Whether it's an addiction, whether it is emotional abuse, physical abuse, overeating, not enough sleep. Inside that would be in our comfort zone. Now, why would you say, wait a minute, but I'm not comfortable about that? No, you may not be. You may not like that. You may not like that you overeat and then you feel horrible about yourself. But then the next night, the next day, you find that you're doing it all over again. Because that's a pattern you're used to. And whether it's a good thing or bad thing, whether we like it or don't like it, we know what to expect in our comfort zone. We know what happens in our comfort zone. One of my favorite movies is Shawshank Redemption. Love that movie. I don't know how many times I've watched it, over and over and over and over again. And one of the older guys, he gets out and he's been in the institution in all of his life. And he has a problem readjusting to the outside life. And because he had been institutionalized his whole life. He was surrounded by bars, surrounded by barbed wire. He gets out of prison. And I think this was made in the 40s look like it was 40s or 50s, something like that. And he's more unhappy on the outside of the prison than he was on the inside. Why is that the case? Because every day he knew what to expect on the inside. Surrounded by those bars, surrounded by that barbed wire, and we may not see a physical fence with barbed wire around us. We may not see a physical bars around us, but many of us would find ourselves in that prison, that invisible prison, because that we might call our comfort zone, because in that, he knew when he was going to get fed, when he was going to go to bed, when were lights turned on. He had a routine inside that comfort zone. Doesn't mean that he couldn't go outside of those walls, but he had created a comfort zone. He knew what was inside. He got out. He didn't know what was on the outside. When he went in, it was horse and buggy. When he got out, there were cars. He talks about the world's moving too fast. So we may not always like what's in our comfort zone, but we stay there. We stay in those behind that fence with barbed wire because we know what's behind there. We don't know always what's on the other side of that fence and that barbed wire. And not knowing that, because that is on the other side, keeps us in that invisible prison. That is what is holding us back. What if I get a new job and I become successful? I don't know what that looks like. What if I get a new relationship? I don't know what that looks like. I don't know how that feels. What if I get out of this relationship that is emotional or physical abusive? What does that look like? Where do I go? I don't know what that looks like. I've spent the last 10 years like this. What does that? I don't know. And it's easy to look from the outside and go, why wouldn't you just come out? Why wouldn't you just cross over and do that thing that is going to get you out of your comfort zone and change your life? He got out of prison And it changed his life. He was a free man. But yet he felt like, in the Shawshank Redemption, he felt like he wasn't a free man because he didn't know how anything worked out there in the free world. And, you know, we have to realize that when we're in our comfort zone, and we have to look at that and say, what is the thing that is holding me back? You know, what is it that I want? And what is it about that? What is holding me back? I said I'll do anything but that. Why is that holding me back? Go back to meal prepping. It's because, you know, I don't want to have to plan out my grocery list. I don't want to have to go online or go to the store and get all those things. I don't want to have to spend the time making them. I don't want to have to spend the time measuring to weighing all those things. I'm just too busy for that. Well, then you're going to find that you're going to keep staying in your comfort zone, because doing something different and the change is right outside the comfort zone. It could be two lines right next to each other. The two lines right next to each other, one is your comfort zone, and inches away is freedom, is that change. Just like on the Shawshank Redemption, that fence with barbed wire. I mean, how thick is that fence? Not very thick at all. That is what's holding back from imprisonment and freedom. For us, we don't have that physical fence. We can step across the line. We can step across that comfort zone line. We don't know what's out there, but we can step across and grab that thing that could forever change our life. And you know what? It's possible that you grab that thing and it doesn't change your life. You grab that thing that you thought was so scary and was going to make all the difference, and it doesn't. But you know what that does if it doesn't? You grab that thing, I'll do anything but that, and then that leads to something else. Meal planning, meal prepping. You do that, and you start doing it, and it's made some changes, but not any big changes. But then you realize, you know what? I can even tweak this more. Now I can start, you know, I've had some success with it. I can start helping other people. And you know what? Now I have a community of people that are meal prepping, and we're holding each other accountable. And now I'm just making huge progress, and I'm helping other people make progress, and then they're helping other people. And that thing may not have worked out quite like you thought, but it leads to other things. And then through that, we had a community, and I met somebody else, and they taught me some new exercises, and they taught me some new ways of thinking, some different things to do, and some new science. And I learned some new things about all these different things about my physiological issues and gut biomes and all that kind of stuff. And now, you know, I've done all these things that all started because I stepped across the line and decided I was going to do that thing that I said I'll do anything but that. I want success. I really want success. I'll do anything but that. And when we say that, that isn't the case. We have to be honest, and again, we're talking about the good things that are good for us, but we just don't want to do them. We want to have success, but we want to say we do, but we don't want to put our action behind our words. And I've said over and over and over, time and time again, that we could think differently. That's great. But also, to think differently, for anything to change, we can think differently all we want. We can see, we can visualize ourselves crossing that comfort zone line, doing that thing, but it's not going to change anything unless we put action behind it. When we take action, action speaks louder than words. We can speak all we want, and everybody, rah, 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 good, good, good. But eventually, you keep speaking with no action, people are going to be like, mm-hmm, yeah, I've heard this before. Mm-hmm, yeah, we'll see where this goes. We all know those people. We may be one of those. Yeah, this didn't go anywhere. Action speaks louder than words. Action is what takes you across your comfort zone line into doing that thing that you said you'll do anything but that. And that is the thing that could change your life forever. So I encourage you to catch yourself next time you say, I'll do anything but that. And when you hear but that, that's the thing you need to do. That's the thing you need to go after. That's the thing you need to say, I'll do everything plus that. And that will take you out of your comfort zone and towards your goals. And I would love to help you achieve and get to that thing. You can go on my website, aarondegler.com. I'd love to connect with you via text, email, my blog, my weekly email, podcast, all sorts of things, coaching, personal training, all those wonderful things you can find there. I'd love to connect with you anyway to help you go from your comfort zone and reach outside your comfort zone. It's just an inch away, just a line away, and grab that thing that will change your life forever. Thank you for taking a little time to join me today. As I tell my wife Kim every night before I go to bed, it's Bomb of the Ninth, AA, out.
Thank you for listening to today's podcast. If you would like to connect with Aaron, you can do so by going to aarondegler.com or find him on social media as Aaron Degler on Instagram, Facebook, and YouTube. Once again, we greatly appreciate you tuning in. If you've enjoyed the show, please feel free to rate, subscribe, and leave a review wherever you listen to your podcasts. We greatly appreciate that effort, and we'll catch you in the next episode of the Mind Body Project Podcast.